It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. As Kristen is dancing in the
all right,
studio.
Knock it off.
I'm Cassie Wienis, registered dietitian, and all of you regular listeners know my routine. I need to say good morning to my two favorite little people, Riley and Marissa. I'm betting they're eating their breakfast next to the kitchen radio about now. We have a really fun and a delicious show planned this morning, and I say delicious because my co-host and I will be sharing some of our favorite protein-packed recipes with you today. The title of today's show is Beef is Back. And in studio with me to discuss our favorite food is Kristen Gunderson. Kristen is still what I think of as a little bit of a newbie at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, although she must be a fast learner because I just saw her a couple weekends ago teaching the Weight and Wellness series. But not only was she teaching, she was training in someone even newer than her. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
And good morning to everyone listening out there. Yes, that class was actually in Wayzata, and we had just a great group, and I'm really enjoying teaching out there. We also have an outstanding bunch of new teachers that have been inducted into our crew, so it'll be nice to get them out and on their own. In addition to that six-week series, that's our signature series that I'm teaching out there, we've also got our new eight-week graduate course, as I like to refer to it, called Living the Weight and Wellness Way that I'm taking part in teaching. This series was actually designed expressly for those who've completed Weight and Wellness 1 and want a little bit more information and support. And it's just a great chance to see people coming back again and again that just are hungry for more information. It's wonderful. I'm always so inspired and encouraged by the changes that they make week to week. Just those little baby steps are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we still manage to have lots of fun always at it. So hello, everybody in the classes. It's great to have you listening.
I can just imagine. I've never sat in on one of your classes, but I can imagine it would be fun the whole way through. And that's important.
It is.
Now, when you think, I'm curious because it's going to relate to our topic. When you think of this Living the Weight and Wellness Way class that you have right now, what would be your guess? How many of your class members have weight and wellness as, or have weight loss as one of their goals? Not necessarily as their number one goal, but as one of their goals.
Exactly. And one of the very first things that our class participants do is take a survey kind of asking them why they wanted to be taking this series. And I would say about 72% of them have that as one of their goals.
Of the class that you're teaching right now.
Quite a
and
big
that's
number.
Probably a pretty typical average. So for those people in Kristen's class that do have weight loss as one of their goals, or anybody that's wanting a trimmer waistline, turn up your radio a little bit louder. You're going to hear some great news in regards to shedding those unwanted pounds. And I'm going to say it right now. Beef is a key ingredient to a trimmer waistline. And you did hear me right.
So you're saying that I can enjoy delicious, flavorful protein like beef and reach weight loss goals at the same time? Everyone can do this?
Right, right. You know, eating beef once a day or at least several times a week can really help rev up your metabolism. And that is what's going to aid in your weight loss.
Absolutely. And actually what's going on, it's hugely due to a component found in animal protein called L-carnitine. L-carnitine is especially good at powering up your muscles to burn fat. Athletes know it is a must for staying strong and healthy. The problem is, as we get older, the amount of L-carnitine in our body actually starts to drop.
Yes, and one way in which the world is fair, I've often said it's not fair, but it is fair in that we are all going to age. So young and old, listen up. Beef, compared to all other animal proteins, contains the most L-carnitine when you compare it ounce for ounce.
Yeah, and I thought this was especially interesting. And
I did
when
too.
You're just looking at this piece of things, we've got some specifics here. So 3 ounces of beef, which is our focus today, contains around 80 milligrams of L-carnitine. 3 ounces, same amount of pork, contains around 22.
Big difference.
That's huge. And fish and chicken aren't even in the race. So 3 ounces of fish has about 5 milligrams of L-carnitine, and 3 ounces of chicken, just 3 milligrams.
Isn't that amazing?
I know, right?
So beef wins by a landslide. And I'm sure many of our listeners heard the show way back in January when we had Robert Crayon on.
Mm-hmm.
That was a while ago, so I'm just going to refresh your memory a little bit. Robert Crayon, for those of you that don't know, is a well-known nutritionist. He really loves to do the research. And when he was on Dishing Up Nutrition in January, he stated one of his, what I would call mantras, which is weight loss is not just a matter of calories, but of metabolism. Mm-hmm. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
And while he was on our show, he cited some clinical case studies and also some scientific research to support the fact that without enough carnitine, we're going to have a hard time burning not only our body fat, but our glucose stores as well, or our sugar stores. So bottom line, what he was saying, without enough carnitine, we won't be able to rev up our metabolism.
And I don't remember if I heard him say this while he was on our show, if I read it in one of his books. His books are so great because he yes. really puts it in terms that everyone can understand. But I know he considers carnitine to be the most important supplements for enhancing weight loss. He just states it over and over again.
Yep, and he has his own line of supplements, and we do carry his carnitine at our office. But since our motto at Nutritional Weight and Wellness is eat real food first, mm-hmm. why not grill up some sirloins tonight? Now, granted, you might have to be grilling in the garage.
Or stop
you might
it. Have to, That's so depressing.
Yeah, or maybe broil them, you know, in the oven instead of grilling. Grilling season is going by the wayside. That's sad.
No, it's not true.
But remember, of all the animal proteins, beef contains by far the greatest amount of this key weight loss ingredient we're talking about called carnitine.
And Robert Crayon, he isn't the only one touting the benefits of carnitine. I have a research study here that was published last year in the Journal of Gerontology by Dr. Bernard and colleagues that concludes sufficient carnitine can help shed abdominal fat while at the same time increasing muscle mass.
Okay, it's beginning to sound like a wonder drug.
I love it. I take it every morning. But the best part is it's not a drug. It's a natural component of animal protein.
Right, and it's especially abundant in beef.
Yes, so I think we should also add that this carnitine in sufficient amounts, whether you're getting it from a juicy sirloin or whether you're getting it from a bottle, needs to be ingested within the context of eating real foods in balance to see the results these research studies have demonstrated. You can't just be eating your Pop-Tarts and your Diet Mountain Dew and
your McDonald's
and thinking that you're going to get a fabulous body.
That's a really good point. You know, if you only focus on the red meat piece, but you fail to limit those carbohydrates, especially the processed ones, like you were saying, Kristen, the Pop-Tarts, the granola bars, the cold cereal. You know, Dar always says you can take the best supplements in the world. And we're not even talking supplements. You can
right.
just get it out of meat. But all the best supplements in the world aren't going to do anything for you if you're not eating right. So in addition to getting that red meat with all the carnitine, eat other real foods, eat in balance, and you will increase your metabolism.
Yeah, absolutely. You've always got to look at the diet first. You cannot rely on a miracle anything.
Right.
You've got to put the hard work in.
Right.
Yep.
You know, in addition to being great for slimming down your waistline, beef can also be good for your heart. And a lot of people don't realize this, but it's because of its high content of the monounsaturated fats.
Oh, awesome. So those fats we often refer to as heart healthy. I made this roast yesterday, so that was a heart healthy meal.
Nummy. You know, today is another great day for a crock pot recipe.
I know.
So, yep. Right, Kristen, you know, if you're cooking with grass-fed beef, about half of the fat in that pot roast was the heart-healthy monounsaturated fat. Now, most people, right? I mm-hmm. mean, you get this because you teach for us.
Yep.
But whoever thinks, oh, beef, pot roast, steak, monounsaturated heart-healthy fats. It's
right.
true.
It is. And I was cooking with grass-fed beef. It's a wonderful investment for your health. I always do now. And strongly recommend it to everyone if their budget allows to start going that route. Because I know we both feel animals fed in their natural grass-fed state, they're just worth the investment in your health.
Right. You know, and talking about healthy food or foods that keep you healthy, next Saturday's radio topic is staying healthy during flu season. And I'm betting Dar will be suggesting beef for dinner during that dialogue. I'm thinking this isn't about any vaccine.
Yeah, she will. Beef is so packed with immune-boosting vitamins and minerals. It's just amazing.
Right. And when we look at the nutrition or the vitamins and minerals in beef, the most important one when we talk about the immune system that comes to my mind is zinc.
Mm-hmm.
Zinc is essential for a healthy immune system, and beef is packed with zinc. So everyone interested in avoiding those bad bugs, this cold and flu season, better stock up.
Yeah, absolutely. And in doing research for the show, I did find that our government actually does regular food intake surveys to analyze nutrient excesses and deficiency in the American diet. And when I look up zinc, according to the most popular analysis, it reported 38% of American adults are not meeting the recommendation for zinc. And I know personally, we have a zinc test that we take every six-week series. We do that one class, and we have this little test we can take to see if we're getting enough. And I am never getting enough of it. I eat red meat. I take the supplements. And as an athlete, any athletes out there that are sweating excessively, you're losing your zinc. So beef and zinc are extremely important for you, especially this time of year, to keep your immune system up.
Right. And you, Kristen, who eat enough red meat, we were visiting before the show and she takes a zinc supplement in addition. And I often hear that with clients that I have that are avid runners, that no matter how well they eat, they just can't keep that zinc level out because, like you said, you're just sweating so much. Mm-hmm. And Kristen and I were just visiting before the show about, you know, how much might be too much. And you're taking one of our reacted zincs right now. And like I said, two is certainly not even near the upper limit. So, you know, I think for you to up it. And Kristen also mentioned this zinc test. If any of you are thinking that maybe you're low on zinc or just want to know for sure, you can stop in any of our offices. It's just this little liquid that we have that you have to hold in your mouth for 20 seconds, and then it, depending on the reaction or the flavor that you get, that tells us your zinc level. And we do that free of charge if you just want to stop in at the office. And back to beef, just 3 ounces. I mean, that's not much at all. That's the size of a deck of cards. 3 ounces of beef has 39% of your daily need for zinc.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I think my preference then would be to eat more steak and, you know, take other immune fighting steps versus getting a flu vaccine personally. That's kind of my thought on that.
Versus the shot. Yeah. Sounds like a delicious and pain-free way to boost the immune
exactly.
system for sure. And as you hear us say often, we don't just make this stuff up. Studies show that individuals with adequate zinc status are better able to fight infections caused by viruses, caused by bacteria, also caused by parasites, than are those individuals with low zinc levels. So again, come on in, have your zinc levels tested at the office before the cold and flu season really gets full bore.
Yeah, and even more importantly, zinc's needed to maintain a healthy immune system in order to fight against cancer as well. So that's just, it's just a great thing to have. Again, you can't have too much.
Exactly. And it's time for our first break. But before we go, I want to remind listeners that when it comes to choosing proteins, they are not all created equal. Animal protein like beef is a complete high-quality protein, meaning it has all of the important building blocks needed to build and maintain muscle mass. And this information is especially important for people trying to lose weight because so many times in losing weight, we lose muscle, and this slows our metabolism. Questions or comments, call us at 651-641-1071. And stay tuned because when we come back from break, Kristen is going to share a couple of her favorite beef recipes.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Our topic today is Beef is Back. I'm Kristen Gunderson, nutrition educator, and I'm in studio today with Cassie Wienes, registered dietitian. Cassie sees clients at our Wyzetta office, and she also teaches a lot of our corporate classes. And before we went to break, Cassie mentioned I would share a favorite recipe, including some beef. So I have right here a recipe you can actually find on our website at weightandwellness.com. It's called Beef or Bison Shepherd's Pie. Very good. So first you just take whatever beef you want. If you want to use the beef or the bison, and you'll brown it. And then we've got a bunch of veggies listed that you'll just saute in a separate pan for several minutes. Then you stir into the vegetable mix some tomato paste, some dried thyme, and some seasoning. And you're going to add some broth and veggies, or add some broth to the veggies and bring that to a boil. Bring the meat into that mixture and simmer for 5 minutes. And then you put it in a nice big baking dish. And then the topping, instead of the typical potatoes that we have a cauliflower mixture that you actually will whip together. And we have all the details on the website. You throw that over the top, bake at 350 for 25 to 30 minutes. And it's phenomenal. I've had that at one of our staff trainings. It's so good. It's just awesome. And it's a complete meal right there. It's perfectly balanced.
Oh, yep. Perfect. So that would be a really good one, too, if you wanted to make it ahead and grab some for lunch.
Yeah.
If you're like our work days and you don't have much time to eat, you'd
exactly.
have it all in one there.
It's
awesome.
Perfect.
And just to people that haven't navigated our website much before, the little trick with the recipes is when you get to the main page, click on radio show, because we always give out the recipes on the radio show.
Yep.
And then you'll see the word recipes once you click on radio show. And that shepherd's pie is there for the complete complete breakdown. And we did have somebody call in. They didn't want to be on the air, but they mentioned too much zinc is not good and can have some detrimental effects. And absolutely. You know, and I think as we were leaving for break, we made the comment that you can't get too much. And, you know, sometimes you get talking on radio. Certainly, our thought was with food. You know, you can't overdo the zinc in the food. And like we said, beef is a great source. But yes, with any mineral supplement, there would be a point where you could get toxic levels. So do keep that in mind. And there are also certain vitamins that can reach toxic levels. And that's why it's good to talk to a nutritionist.
Yes.
You know, and like you were talking to me before we went on air, you were scared to take more than one of our reacted zinc. And I said, no, two is fine. So certainly, you know, it's your health and that's important. So anytime you're taking supplements, do consult.
And everybody is so different. I mean, and everyone's taking something for, you know, and they have a different lifestyle that might lead to them needing more or less, whatever. That's why it's hard to give specifics over the radio because,
you know,
everyone's hearing it and they're like, well, maybe that's for me. And it's, you know, it's good to sit down with somebody if you really feel like you need to get some personalized attention. I think that's a great idea.
Really, really good point. And I often say that to people when they're like, if I'm teaching a class and they wonder if they should come in for a consult. And I always say, you know, if you feel that you need more direction, absolutely. Because one food even that might be healthy for you, Kristen, might not be right for my body.
Exactly.
So, it even gets down to that. So I'm glad that caller gave that comment.
Yes, thank you.
And back to the topic, you know, we were talking about zinc, but there's another really important nutrient for overall health that beef is very high in, and that is iron.
Mm-hmm.
And that government survey that Kristen was talking about earlier, I was reading that, it shows that about one third of Americans are low in iron. Now, that maybe doesn't sound like that much, but when I looked further and when I looked at just the female population in this country, when we look at women in America, 62% of us, well over half of females, are not meeting their iron needs.
Right. It's really easy to fall into that category. We know some of the most common signs of low iron are feeling tired, fatigued all the time, weak, dizzy, irritable. And people who are very low in iron will often have brittle nails and cold hands and feet. I know I've been turned away more than once giving blood.
For giving blood.
Yeah, because I was low in iron. And they give you a list of foods. Spinach is on there. Beef is on there. All this stuff is on there. And I'm thinking, I eat that every day.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. So I started looking back. I tell this story in my classes all the time. And actually, at the time, I was, this is way back when, I was eating a lot of Fiber One cereal and taking in way more fiber. You need about 30 grams a day. And I was probably taking in 120 grams a day of fiber. And fiber blocks the absorption of a lot of things, including iron.
There you go.
And when I figured that out, I'm fine giving blood, fine, you know, whatever. That was the piece. It wasn't something I was doing.
Not that you were not eating it, but you were getting too much of something else.
And it was blocking absorption.
It gets so intricate. The other thing is, you know, and beef, like we're saying, is one of the best sources of iron, not only because it has a high amount, but because it's very easily absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had clients before that think they're getting just a ton of iron from their total cereal or maybe their Fiber One cereal, whatever.
Right.
Well, here's the other piece of that. So fiber blocks iron, but also calcium blocks iron absorption.
Okay.
So if you're pouring milk over the top of your cereal that's supposedly high in iron, you're canceling that out.
Okay.
So there are so many different interactions, but if you're eating beef, you're not pouring milk over it probably. And so great way. And another little tip for people that do kind of struggle, because as females, because we menstruate, hello, we'll just say it, right? I mean, we're more apt to be low in iron because of that bleeding every month. So if you're struggling a bit in that area, another thing to know is that vitamin C helps with iron absorption. So if you do like a stir fry and you do some bell peppers and things that would be high in vitamin C, broccoli has a little vitamin C, do that with the beef and you're going to get even better absorption. Or even just cooking the beef in a iron skillet.
That's great. More food. We like that solution.
Can help too. Yeah. So let's see. Do we have a caller on the line? We do. Let's take Adam. Okay. Adam, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Good. I just want to say, two years ago, I got listening to this show, and CoQ10 came up, and I diet and exercise. I lost a lot of weight. I, you know, started staying away from processed carbs too as much as I could, and I shed over 30 pounds and stuff like that. So
damn,
awesome.
It got me hooked on the show a little bit.
Oh, great.
Whenever they're on, I definitely listen. But here's a story. 3 weeks ago, I was in a traumatic car accident. Collision. And I broke my left femur.
Okay.
I broke my right humerus, a big bone in my right arm. And
right.
I have my nose got pretty bad face trauma. Mm-hmm. But that was, that will be 3 weeks ago on Monday when it happened, and I'm home now.
Great.
I've really made a good recovery as far as I work hard at PT and doing everything I can.
Wonderful.
When I was released from the hospital just over a week ago, my hemoglobin was low, and they were saying I was anemic. You know, I was down to like 7.3 or something like that, and they just recommended eating some red meat, or I think I had some liver and stuff like that.
Sure, great.
Trying to get that up, and I just, that's one of my questions. If you, any recommendations on that? The other thing is, here is, I got, you know, with a rod in my femur and a plate holding my arm back together and everything. Just getting getting healing and getting better stuff for bones. Or I remember it was a while ago, I heard a vitamin D. He had some guy was on about vitamin D, and he mm-hmm. had a book and stuff. So if those two questions, if you could go with those or anything else, that would be appreciated.
Great. Yeah. Great question. Yeah. So you hang up and just listen.
Okay, great. Thank
yeah,
you, guys.
That's a great question. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you thank bet. You.
All right, bye.
Okay. So
well,
you
I'll just
my...
touch
go,
quick,
please.
And then
yeah.
I'll let you take most of it. But
well,
I
was injured.
Yeah,
so
right,
you
exactly.
To Adam.
So I had an injury nowhere near
no,
as
but...
traumatic as yours, but... one thing that I do know and was told by many different sources is just to hammer in the protein at this mm-hmm. point, because you really need that muscle repair. You really need to get that in so that your tissues are rebuilding, your blood vessels are getting an adequate supply of blood, keeping healthy. And I think one of the reasons that you may be bouncing back so fast is that you were doing that before and you were strong to begin with. But yes, absolutely, the protein at this point is a phenomenal thing for you to be doing. And then Cassiel, because it's helped me. I mean, I'm coming along faster. I wasn't even walking very well 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I had pulled or strained my groin. And it's really, really been helping, along with a lot of hard work like he's doing, PT and things like that. But
yep.
huge component.
No, I mean, I think that's a big, maybe the biggest thing. And he's doing that. And not just, we're not just saying protein, animal protein
right.
at every meal, at every snack too.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 or 6 times throughout the day to eat that animal protein. So even, you know, like mid morning, if you don't mind unconventional stuff, to grab a little bit of that leftover chicken breast in the fridge, you know, and have a handful of almonds, olives, something for a healthy fat mm-hmm. and some fruit for a carb. But animal protein 5 or 6 times throughout the day. We have a product, and we do like to say food first, absolutely,
mm-hmm. yep.
and that's going to do you the most good. But there comes times like this, and this was a really bad accident Adam had, where a supplement is going to come in handy. We have a product, oh, Kristen, you probably are going to correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it called Surgical Healing?
Oh, yeah.
It's a powder.
Yep.
That is just packed with all the nutrition in high amounts that your muscles and your bones really need to heal faster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the smallest surgery to the biggest, that's one that most anybody that works at our office has taken when they've had the need, and certainly our first go-to, usually pre- and post-surgery, but of course, car accident, you don't know it's coming. So
sure.
absolutely post-surgery. So I would, you know, if you have the funds for it and you're interested, I would call one of the offices and either talk about coming in to pick it up, ask them the times that they're working, or you can have it mailed out. And then glutamine,
yep,
you know, a supplement
absolutely.
Of glutamine. And Kristen was telling me, Kristen's a marathoner, for those of you that don't know. And she was telling me before the show how she takes glutamine, and it helps just in a typical recovery from a hard workout. But it would also help from a traumatic accident like this, because it can really help rebuild that muscle faster
mm-hmm.
that's been traumatized. So a good glutamine supplement, pill or powder form. And you want to look for L-glutamine.
Yep.
That's the absorbable form. So those are the two that I would recommend.
And then his vitamin D question. Just making sure that he's getting adequate calcium, right, so that he's able to absorb the vitamin D to make his bones stronger.
He was saying that he's taking vitamin D because he heard
remembered
about
hearing it on our
building bone.
Yeah,
vitamin D, and you want to make sure it's D3 because that's the absorbable form, is absolutely very important, especially now that we're hitting fall and winter in Minnesota for strong bones. But absolutely, like Kristen said, you can't negate the calcium piece. So some calcium citrate, you know, maybe 800 milligrams, 600 to 800 milligrams across a day, spread out a little bit. A calcium citrate would be a good idea with that D3.
Great.
Thank you for reminding me of that.
Take care, Adam. And thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
and listening.
Keep listening. We need to take a break. I was going to take another caller. Caller, stay on the line. Time for another break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. I want to leave you with some food for thought. Choose your calories by the company they keep. How about that? A 3-ounce serving of beef gives you less than 10% of your daily calorie needs, yet it supplies more than 10% of your needs for many key vitamins and minerals. So, Adam, stock up. And when we return, Kristen has another nutritious beef recipe to share. Questions 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Kristen Gunderson, nutrition educator. As Cassie said, I have another delicious and nutrient-packed recipe to share. So this one's really easy. I just did this yesterday. I had a pot roast, like I mentioned, and I just threw it in a pot on the stove, and I put a bunch of spices in there and a bunch of veggies, and I actually did some beef stock and chicken stock, and I just put the lid on it and turned it on.
Hard to screw up a
it
pot
really
roast.
Was, yeah.
I mean, you know, and my brother always says beef tastes great by itself, whereas chicken, you kind of got to really flavor it up in
a certain way. Yep.
So, yeah. So you just simmered that for a few
hours.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I cut into it, make sure it was done.
Great.
It did. Even when we came back from the Twins game last night, it still smelled awesome. I was like,
That's such a comforting smell.
It is. It was great. And it was delish. So
yeah, you know, if you're not scared to just throw it on top of the stove, or I just throw mine in the crock pot, you know, and cook it for hours, throw whatever sounds good to you in, onions, potatoes, carrots. But we do also have a recipe if you want something step-by-step, and it's real simple, on the website for pot roast.
Okay, perfect.
So weightandwellness.com, click on radio show, then you click on recipes, and you'll see our pot roast recipe. Download it for free. Let's see. Where are we going here?
We were back to the iron.
Well, and I think we better take a couple of callers.
That's
what I was trying to decide. Let's go with Angela, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thanks.
You had a question for us.
I do. I have a 16-year-old daughter who is new to the world of being a vegetarian. She's just trying it on for size right now. And my biggest concern for her is getting enough protein in her diet besides peanut butter.
Right.
So what can we give her, make sure she's eating?
Will she eat fish or cheese, or how strict is she?
No fish, basically, because she doesn't like fish.
Okay.
No red meat, no chicken.
No eggs.
She does do eggs,
okay,
and we
good.
Do buy organic eggs.
And cheese?
She does do some cheese, yes.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
Milk?
Some milk, yeah.
But whey protein powder?
No, I haven't tried that.
So, great idea.
Okay,
she's going to love it. It's like having a treat. So if you go to our website, weightandwellness.com, click on radio show, then click on recipes. There's a protein shake on there. It's yogurt, fruit, some whey protein powder, and I'll tell you a good brand in a minute. And then you just put a little bit of coconut milk, or if she doesn't like that hint of coconut, you can just use regular heavy whipping cream.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Blenderize that. That's a great breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you going. And no red meat, no chicken in there. So those are delicious. And what we generally recommend for an affordable whey protein powder is a brand called BioChem. And you want to do the vanilla. It'll add a little bit of sweetness, but it won't throw off any flavor that the fruit that you choose would add to it.
Excellent.
So that would be a great idea. I'm glad you brought that up, Kristen. And eggs, if you do organic eggs, you can't overdo it. So until she gets sick of them, you know, to do hard-boiled eggs or sometimes at supper because it's just a fast meal,
yep,
we'll do
right.
scrambled eggs.
Great, that's Angela. Thank great. You.
Thanks for
Does
the
that
idea.
Help? Okay, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. And now we have, let's see, Kathy on line 4. Kathy, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm wondering about a situation I have. I have trouble digesting beef, and I haven't actually eaten it for 6 years. And it doesn't bother me. I've never missed it because I have never been really fond of it. But I'm enticed by the additional nutrition you can get from the beef. So
mm-hmm.
it would be nice to wean myself back at least a little bit. And I'm wondering about venison or buffalo.
Fantastic sources.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Yep, they would be packed with, honestly, I don't know the comparison ounce for ounce like I do with beef versus pork or chicken, but I'm betting venison and buffalo compare pretty nicely. I bet they're second in line, really close. And also, oftentimes, although, you know, it can depend, but oftentimes you're going to get a grass-fed product
mm-hmm.
if you're doing venison or buffalo, and that is even more nutritious. Again, Kristen had mentioned it before, but when you feed the animal grass as it was meant to be fed, mm-hmm. it's just got more nutrients than
okay.
a grain fed. So those sit okay with you, venison and buffalo, or
I don't know.
Don't know.
Honestly, I haven't had anything like that in
oh.
the longest time. And as I say, I haven't missed them because I really love fish. But I'm wanting,
yeah.
you know, the additional nutrition I'm missing.
Beef
and,
is
right,
such a powerhouse. Yeah.
yeah.
You know, what I would do is, you know, make some beef or venison buffalo and just plan on eating a little bit at a
sure.
meal, but and then have your other protein source too.
Uh-huh.
So that you just start with a couple of bites and see how your stomach reacts.
Sure.
And you might find that if you gradually ease into it like that, you'll let your body adjust and create the enzymes it needs and you'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
If not, there's a product called, I'm trying to remember, digestive enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, do you know the one on the shelf? And we're not the only ones that carries it, but it's the new one that has the, am I saying it right? It's got a V in it, digest.
The digestizyme or the orthodi?
The new one that came out.
The vascuzyme? That
nope,
one?
Nope, digest. So let's go
okay.
digestizyme.
Yeah.
There's one, and there's lots of different digestive enzymes, but one that we carry that we've had success with is called digestizyme.
Is that with the protease in it to help you break
yes.
down? Okay, gotcha.
So
help
it's
you
got,
break down your proteins.
It's got the right enzymes to break down proteins. So that would be the second step if you're just not even tolerating a couple bites. Because if it's been years without beef,
yes.
you have lost some of those enzymes. So you either have to slowly rebuild them back up or you have to take a supplement for a period of time to get there.
And okay. good for you for wanting to make that change, Kathy.
Yes.
Well, working on it, you know, baby steps, as you always
yes,
say.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miss Kathy.
Right. Let's see. Do we have time for another caller? We don't, but stay on the line because we will be back. Already time for another break. We do hope you stay with us. We have more great knowledge to share on beef, on its iron content, and on some other great nutrients as well. And when we return, Kristen is going to tell you about some great classes coming up this week that can really help you learn how good nutrition can help not just you, but your entire family. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I was trying to let that go as long as I could.
And I know why.
All right, so I'll get back to you runners in a minute here, but let me just mention some classes we've got coming up this week and next. If you need any help with your digestive health, we've got a gut reaction, restore your digestive health through nutrition with Anna in White Bear Lake and New Hope. We've got nutritional solutions for osteoporosis coming up this week in Wayzata with Mary and St. Paul with Wendy. We've got Jumpstart Your Metabolism with Mary in Eden Prairie, myself, Kristen in Woodbury, and Aura Lee in New Hope. And we've got Foods to Build Happy Focus Kids, again with myself in St. Paul next week, and in St. Michael with Cassie. You can see www.weightandwellness.com for registration online, or you can call our office at 651-699-3438 to get registered for those classes. So I just want to touch back on this iron piece in a little selfish way here. So we've got a big marathon tomorrow.
And Twin Cities.
Yes, woo-hoo. Twin Cities Marathon, our hometown marathon, big darn day, and everybody's fired up about it. And, you know, when you're training for any kind of an endurance event like this, you can't afford to be tired or fatigued, and that's what happens when your iron is low. Mm-hmm. So I know I've got a lot of friends out there that have been hammering in the protein the past few weeks, as they do normally. So I want to give out a personal shout-out to the St. Paul Running Company, all my friends running in the Twin Cities Marathon tomorrow and in Chicago next weekend. We've got a representative going there for us, and we're all excited. So all of these dear, dear friends of mine will be out there, and I know they've taken in their fair share of steaks, been grilling out, having bison, as my friend Jim likes to call it, or bison, to prepare bison. Them for this beautiful run. So I want you to run strong, guys. It's been a great training cycle, and I am so blessed to have you all as such great friends.
Oh, and she's going to cry. I didn't bring the Kleenexes. Oh, you make me want to run with you.
I want to run with you, too.
But that won't last long. So sorry, honey.
That's all right.
I would cheer you on, though.
I could probably run as far with you right now.
Oh, yeah, probably. We'd be a good team right now. Kristen with her injury and me, you know, without. But, oh, well, good. Oh.
I'll be out there supporting them. I'll still be part of the day. I'm very excited for them. They're all going to do fantastic. Nice, cool weather. Perfect.
You're a sweetheart. And you'll get it the next time around.
Yep. Absolutely.
Sometimes those injuries happen. Oh, okay. So let's take...
Every radio show I do with you, I cry.
I think I brought Kleenexes last time. I wasn't prepared for marathons to make you cry.
Yeah, I guess not.
But I understand.
Yes.
Okay. So Stacy is on line 3. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a question regarding iron and my 9-month-old. She has been tolerating the cereals fine, and I was a little cautious about introducing grains because of all the concern with the celiac disease and that kind of thing. But she's tolerating that fine, but I'm wondering if there are other sources I should be giving her for iron. Wondering if at this age, can she tolerate meats and how I should be preparing them, dairy, that kind of thing. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, Stacy, have you stumped me? I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember back my mommy brain. My youngest is 2, and I'm trying to remember when I started beef. And it was very early on. I know I did it by 9 months. It was one of her first foods, and I just took ground beef, I would fry it up, and then I would put it in the food processor and get it as, you know, I never got it smooth, but, you know, get it as pureed as I could and maybe mix it with a little bit of cereal, you know, if you need to first introduce it to her. But Rissy would just eat it plain like that. So that, that's the first protein I did. And the exclusive one I did for a long time, for one, because I know the nutrition in beef, but also because it's harder to get like a chicken breast or something ground up enough for the baby to be able to just, you know, swallow it down.
So you do eggs right away pretty much, don't you?
Eggs right away. Now, you're not going to get the same iron content, but absolutely for a great protein source and for some good omega-3s that are great brain development. Thank you for reminding me of that. And maybe you're doing that already, but just to hard boil an egg and then take out the yolk and be very careful making sure you're not getting any of the white in there, because that's the piece that they could be allergic to. But just that yolk. Yep. That yolk. And then I would just blenderize that usually with a little bit of formula if you're doing formula, or breast milk if you're doing breast milk. And the babies love that stuff. So great question.
Let's
go to our other caller. Barb, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Thanks for waiting.
Huh?
Thanks for waiting online.
Oh, not a problem.
Kind of zoned out because you waited so long. What's your question today?
My husband has 17 vertebrae fused in his back.
Okay.
And he refuses to drink milk, eat cheese. And I was wondering, would a calcium, he's not really big on pills. He would like, if he could, just to take a one-a-day multivitamin and call it good enough. Is that enough?
So, yeah. If he's not that dairy is the best source, but it certainly is a source of calcium. Does he eat many almonds? That's another good source of calcium.
No.
Okay. What about like dark leafy greens, spinach or kale or some of those darker greens, broccoli?
He'll do spinach, broccoli and spinach he'll do.
Okay. Those would be good things to get in every day, broccoli or spinach, raw or cooked, but cooked is going to allow him to absorb a little bit more calcium, so that would be preferable. And maybe buy an almond butter and see if he likes that in place of a peanut butter to get some calcium from that source as well.
Okay.
And then probably, if he focuses on those dark greens and doing some almond butter, probably still to do a calcium supplement, even if it's only one a day, when they oftentimes say two or three, but that would be just some added insurance. And you want to look for the calcium citrate.
And can you really only absorb 500 milligrams at a time, is that right?
I think Dar usually says 6, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I'll go up to 800. You mean at one sitting?
Right.
Right.
500
right.
at a time.
500 at one sitting. So you don't want to get any big Mongol pill that has more than that because you're not getting it. Good point. So, yeah, almond butter, dark leafy greens, the broccoli, and then maybe a calcium supplement.
Okay, is there a multivitamin that you recommend?
You know, there's so many brands out there that I can't stay on top of them. We have a great one at our office. I do know the different brands at our office. It's called Twice a Day, and probably that would be the most perfect one for him because it's only 2 a day, whereas most other good ones are like 4 or 6 in a day. So that would be very manageable. It's called Twice a Day.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but we have to take another break. We hate these breaks, but thanks for listening. Good luck with that. And you
thanks.
Are listening. Thank you. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, final break of the hour. Stay tuned. Kristen's going to give us her 5 great reasons to eat beef when we come back.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back. It's Kristen here with Cassie. Here goes my top 5 great reasons to eat beef. So number 5, a little bit of recapping and a little bit of throwing in some information we didn't get to yet today, which is always nice to have in a recap. So number 5, the carnitine in beef is a must for a healthy metabolism. And sometimes we don't have enough, we didn't have enough time to talk about this today, but it also helps with a healthy heart, that carnitine does.
Right.
Vitamin B12, number 4, which can be obtained only from animal sources. And it is abundant in beef, and it's crucial for a healthy nervous system.
Do you feel like David Letterman during the top 5?
No, I don't feel like David Letterman right now. Nice move, Cass.
Good. Sorry.
Okay, number 3. Now that's all I can think about. Vital nutrients in beef. For example, the zinc we talked about. Great way to boost your immune system naturally as we enter cold and flu season. Number 2, touching on osteoporosis. Last week's radio show, I remember Leslie said that protein is a key component to building our strong bones. And number 1, in honor of the marathon this weekend, animal protein is an essential ingredient in a runner's diet because you need it to recover quickly and to repair muscle damage, because with every foot strike, a runner is carrying 2 to 7 times his or her body weight. And this is some extensive research done on the effects of protein in athletes by Douglas Kalman, PhD. Protein is what keeps your body healthy under all that strain. Yeah, adequate protein intake accelerates muscle growth and speeds recovery by helping rebuild muscle fibers stressed during a run. Protein helps muscles heal faster, so especially when you're injured. The International Society of Sports Nutrition says hammer in that protein.
So what would you typically have for like a post-workout snack?
Well, a good post-workout snack would be maybe a half a tuna sandwich or a peanut butter with some banana within 30 to 60 minutes of working out. And then within an hour, getting a good beef stir fry with some vegetables in there to start that rebuilding phase.
Otherwise, your body sort of starts eating away at your own muscle mass.
Exactly.
I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And in this article that you gave me to read, Kristen, exercise physiologist, there's a mouthful, John
nice.
Ivey, yeah. John Ivey, who is a PhD at the University of Texas, he has some new research demonstrating that restoring your glycogen and rebuilding your protein in your muscles is accelerated after a hard run if both carbs and protein, rather than either alone, are eaten within 30 to 60 minutes of intense exercise. And that's just the examples that you were giving.
Yep. And I just want to say quickly, how much the USDA's recommendation for protein is 0.8 grams per kilogram, but that's not enough for athletes. So according to that same institute I just mentioned, it says endurance athletes like runners need 1 to 1.6 grams per kilogram a day, or 45.45 to 0.72 grams. That translates, 75 to 120 grams of protein for a 165-pound runner.
So at the very minimum, I would say
more.
Because, we...
140 maybe even.
Probably.
Grams.
Yeah. We, at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, just for the average adult that's not doing any hard exercise and certainly not training for a marathon, we'll typically say, depending on your size, around 80 to, 90, 100 grams of protein.
Yeah, yikes.
So, like 80 to 100 just for the average person. So,
and let me clarify, because this gets asked every week in class, we don't mean grams by weight. We mean grams by nutritional label. So when you see like a egg is 6 grams of protein, that's the kind of grams we're talking about. You don't need to weigh out 140 grams worth of protein per
day. And on average, if you're just trying to kind of calculate in your head, this is the average number, per 1 ounce, you're going to get 7 grams of protein.
Well, that's a good one to know, too.
So 1 ounce of beef, 1 ounce of chicken, 7 grams of protein. You know, we had some more questions today. We didn't get time to get to it. It's almost the top of the hour. So I just want to say to everyone out there listening, thanks for listening. Thanks for your calls. And if we didn't get your question answered, you can call the office today at 651-699-3438, and they should be able to help you.
They can always email to email@weightandwellness.com and just put attention radio show, maybe protein, and then we'll know that it's about the topic this week.
Right, exactly. So, so don't be afraid of red meat. And something that I like to tell people, too, is that the lean cuts of red meat are almost equal to a chicken breast in terms of calories and fat, so it doesn't have to be the white meat. It can be the red. And remember,
food can,
be the problem.
Or it can be the solution.
Thank you so much.
And
we want it to be the solution. Yes, yes. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye. If I love you, all is groovy.